if there is no utkantha, eagerness, with affection, then nothing is there. And if there is a utkantha, and love also, both mixed, then rasa-sadhana will be done more. And if there are not two things, everything is there, no utkantha at all. We see in Lalit Madhava, everything is clear. Radhika is going to meet Krishna at once. And so all Sakhi are there. And Krishna has only reached and he is talking something to Radhika. And Radhika is not once to hear at all. In the same moment, anyhow, Jatla comes. And they begin separation. They are going for very difficulty, they were meeting there. But at once, Jatla came. And they are bound to be
separated.
He is taking glass. He is so thirsty. And anyhow he has collected water. And he is going to take water. At the same time, anyone takes it. So, there is so much utkantha. In sadhas, if I have no utkantha there, to remember Krishna pastime, to chant Harine, to hear all the pastimes of Krishna, or Tattva, if I have no utkantha, we cannot go up. So utkantha should be first. Rupa Goswami is telling, Bhuta ki slokta, utkantha. Utsahat nishyat dharyat tattva karma pravartana. Sangha Tyagat Tato Vritti Sarvid Bhakti Utsahat. Utsahat means Utsahat Nishyat Dharyat Tattva. All this utkantha should be there. From the beginning of our sadhana, if there is no utkantha, we cannot go up. And in utkantha, if you will have to give up our head also, this should be always ready. No obstacle can stop us. So many difficulties come. And perhaps it will come from our karma, or if there is no karma, then Krishna will give all this to increase his utkantha. So utkantha is most essential for a sadhak to go up. Here, utkantha only alasyam arasrikeena bhavatim kinti devi. What are the disturbances of Gopi? Here, in Gopi Lilamrit, it has been stated. Srimati Radhika is waiting and telling to Lalita that, O Sakhi, Nanadra, Nananda, Vidveshi. Nananda means Kutila. So much, always like an ant, seeking hole in Manimaya Mandir.
Manimaya of Mandir.
Manimaya?
In
the golden temple, and want to find
hole. There is no hole.
Radhika
and the golden
temple.
Golden Manimaya. Mani means?
Jewels.
Jewels. Temple. Seeking there. But an ant goes there and always seeking and searching
for
where God is there.
For entire inside.
So Radhika is Manimaya Mandir. No hole at all. But this ant of Kutila always searching anything hole in Radhika. Always. Always she is in Pahara. Pahara, you know?
God.
Always like a guard there. And pati, pati katu. Pati means husband. And that.
Abhimanyu.
So katu. Katu means always having something in his hand.
Bad temper.
Words are very rough. Not rough. Not only rough, but harsh and
vulgar. Very bad.
Bad. With bad names. Always. Abusing.
Vulgar.
And always so much opposite to Srimati Radhika. Because he was friend of Govardhan. Govardhan is the mall of Kamsa. They are all connected with Kamsa.
What is the relation between Kamsa and Abhimanyu?
Well, that?
Some friendship.
Friendship. And Dharamba and Sasuri. Sasuri is always opposite and Kutila. Kutil. Jatila. Jatila means, what is the Jatila mean? To make anything
complex.
Complex.
Jatila.
This is Jatila. If hairs are right, all right, and if anyone do like this, and it must becomes like a jat. Jata, you know, so long in India says it has, says the sadhu. It's called jata. Anything, it becomes not to be
entangled.
It's called jata. So everything which is clear, apparent, jatla makes it jatla.
It's complicated.
Srimati Radhika is going to make cooking. Where you are going? I'm going to cook. She will tell that. Oh, you are going to cook. I know where you are going. You are going to cook because here that serpent will come. So always in mood of quarrel. And in this state of making anything so much jatil. Jatil means complicated.
Why did Vrishabhanu Maharaj choose such a family?
Yogmaya chose him. He has chosen Nanda Baba.
He wanted
that. He wanted.
Why Yogmaya did this? To increase the pleasure of Radha and Krishna.
Because if you meet me easily, you have no value of myself.
Therefore, you are always restricting us.
No.
Yogmaya is doing.
The bhakti is so such a thing. It is not of my fault are yours. Bhakti is so bad. Very hardly these things are. If anyone gets it, hardly yet. Yet it is so much valuable thing.
The more the struggle.
For a paisa, we have not to struggle. But for a dollar, you have to do something. And lakhs of dollars, and more than this love. And in this love, Brajprema is so valuable. And this Brajprema, this Madhur Rasa is so valuable. And in this Madhur Rasa, this Kinkari Bhav is so valuable. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with his associates like Rup and
Sanatana
Goswami and all this.
And Kutila, what does Kutila and mean?
See, and Kutila are always against me, and they all have watched very penny drishti.
Attentively.
Yes.
Penetrating everything.
Penetrating. And most of all, the main thing is that in our Sakhi, Padma, Sadhya, all has very penny drishti towards me. And their spice is always with us, anyhow.
Surrounded by enemies.
They are more than them. Jatila, Kutila, and
Padma and Sadhya are more troubled.
More. Because they are ladies and Sakhis.
They know everything.
Because if the enemy is outsider, no harm. But if enemy is our brother and our twin parivar, it is so much. So these enemies are Padma, Sabda and all are.
The Chandra Valley is too simple.
So simple.
She is not counting Chandra Valley.
You want to be Sakhi? She is the head of all. Padma and Sabda. And by this, we can lakhs and lakhs of Padma and Sabda. She can.
Good job. But you mentioned that she was quite simple. You said Padma and Sabda are very clever. But Chandra Valley.
After all, if I can echo all these things, but vanam jangam sarvam braja dhana janai varni, yet we can cross all these things. But when we, in daytime, when we go to meet Krishna, cows, lakhs and lakhs cows are there, and lakhs of friends are there. They are never in a mood to quit Krishna alone. After that, if he wants to meet in night time, Yashoda Maa does not want to leave
Krishna
go. And the way is full of serpents. There are many so many difficulties. How we can meet Krishna? So these are difficulties. Here Lalita is doing aratri with flame. And with giving water and then washing it by any rumal.
Handkerchief.
Or by her what? Uncle?
The veil.
This is that. I'm taking all your what?
Difficulties.
Obstacles or difficulties away.
Away. Myself.
Unto myself.
This is Arati. All the difficulties, everything. All these things. And by light, I'm taking all these things. And at last, everything.
So that you will be able to meet together.
Also Yashoda does like this. And taking his all balai, paap, and everything, she's taking by means of that. This is aratri in one way. So Srimati Lalita is doing, taking herself, everything of Srimati Lalita, so that she may easily meet to Krishna. And Krishna should be basibhut to Srimati Lalita. That is why she is doing aratri. And all sakhis are singing, means they are singing that everything will go away, these difficulties. So they are singing. In Raghunath Das Goswami praying his arati, he is telling like so, that I am taking all balai. Balai means evil, I am taking. Which are harmful for you. For Krishna also I am.
He is He is an obstacle.
Lalita is doing by lights and all these things as we do. And alayasya, alayasya, and all another sakis which are singing by pushpa and by singing. And some are with their stoti.
They are doing arti.
That Krishna is doing arti. Because the color of Krishna and this are the same. So Krishna may do like this. So they are doing it.
What does that mean? Again?
They wonder.
They are doing with that this.
Right.
It means that Krishna may be under you, in your wrist. So this color, they are. So there has, this has so many parts,
many meanings.
They want to please Srimati Radhika anyhow, by their pran and everything. So they are doing arti in the midst, in the morning, in the evening, and but today.
I am being ready to go there.
Huh.
Anyhow.
Oh, someone. We are breathing again.
This is pray all these things. So that they may come on here and this. And you can serve any day like this. Or every Goswami has spread like this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. All. That thing I wanted to tell there. In your.
And our Guru
Maharaj. But I think they are not prepared to.
Yes.
Are qualified to hear.
But something came out. Enough came out to create some explosion. So there was an explosion. Still exploding.
This more comes. This more comes.
More comes. Will come. But you said it is good.
Otherwise, all will go. Out of his
mm-hmm.
It will not really get qualified for something.
Mm-hmm.
It is written in Caitanya Caitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam, in all good family books.
Yeah.
And we are hiding them to so make qualified person. Then they will be of no good. And they will leave. So we have to not that thing, but abhartsuti, if they are qualified.
teacher had anything more to ask from them. But he replied, "My dear son, you have done enough for me. I am now completely satisfied. What further want can there be for a man who has disciples like you? My dear boy, you may now go home. These glorious acts of yours will be renowned all over the world. You are above all blessings. Yet it is my duty to bless you. I therefore give you the benediction that whatever you speak will remain as eternally fresh as the instructions of the Vedas. Your teachings will be honored not only within this universe or in this millennium, but in all places and ages, and will remain increasingly new and important." Due to this benediction from his teacher, Lord Krishna's Bhagavad Gita is ever increasingly fresh and is renowned not only in this universe, but in other planets and other universes also. Being ordered by their teacher, Krishna and Balaram immediately returned home on their chariot. They traveled at great speed like the wind and made sounds like the crashing of clouds. All the residents of Mathura, who had not seen Krishna and Balaram for a long time, were very pleased to see them again. They felt joyful, like a person who has regained his lost property. Thus ends the Bhakti Vedanta purport of the second volume, 10th chapter of Krishna. Krishna recovers the son of his teacher. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And now chapter 11.
The whole universe will burn up by his anger. But they couldn't approach him, so they sent off Prahlad Maharaj to do it. They said, "He came because of you, and you don't seem to be in any way disturbed by him. In any way, your little boy won't do anything to you. So kindly go out and here give him a garland and pacify him with sweet words." But yes, that is also Lord Nrisimhadeva's arrangement. The Lord, he sometimes arranges it so that although there are many great heroes, many great personalities, many worshipful, respectful persons, but only that person who he wants to glorify will be given the opportunity to take up that duty which will make everything right. Just like when Maharaj Pariksit sat down to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the place was filled with great personalities. Indeed, Vyasadeva was there, Narada Muni was there, Chaivana Rishi was there, Agastya Muni was there. All kinds of Munis and Rishis and great sages and personalities were there. Kashyapa Muni was there. Everybody was there. All the sages in the whole universe were there. But they could not figure out who was going to speak to Maharaj Pariksit until Sukadeva Goswami came on the scene. Then immediately, because it was Krishna's desire, they all of a sudden understood what was to be done, and they said, "Him, we want him. Now, please, you speak." Although he was only a boy in comparison. These other sages, they had long white beards, were old like anything, very respectful. Some of them had been around since the time of Lord Ramachandra. But Sukadeva Goswami, who was a fairly recent appearance on the scene, he was chosen because that's what Krishna wanted. And there was no other choice to make. We find like that. It's like sometimes due to strange circumstances, we get bewildered. But then when Krishna shows the path, the way, we immediately know what is right. This also happens at the time of death. At the time of death, we are within the body, everything goes blank. Black. That's the first thing that happens at death. Your connection with the body is cut off. So everything goes black. Because you no longer have connection with the nadis or the nerves which go to the senses. So you can no longer see out anymore of the body. You're stuck in it. So then at that point, you don't know what to do. Because it's all black. And you don't even know that you just died because you aren't familiar with this. And you are familiar in one sense, but you kind of understand something happened here. But you're not exactly sure. So then in the middle of that bewilderment, the Supersoul illuminates one of these nadis or nerve passageways, and you can see out to the outside, and then you go, you follow that light, because it's natural for the living being to follow the light when he's in darkness. So we find that Krishna, he's always showing like that, especially when one may be so bewildered, he just doesn't understand what's right, what's wrong, what should be done, what should be not done. But he will illuminate the proper path. He will give the direction when it's most needed. Because he's always doing that, and he says that too. Sarvasya chaham vidhi sanidhisto matasmitya gyanam apohanam cha ishwara sava bhutanam videshe ajinatishtiti. He promises, and he says, I'm...